listen to what they're saying. Peep the game. And listen to what I'm saying. Hold us accountable for it.
I wonder who I do it for. Cause I've been fucked up. But I'ma need you to listen, so shut the fuck up.
Welcome back to the Lost in Translation podcast. All right. We back from a long
hiatus.
Yeah, holiday. I hope everybody holidays was good. All that shit.
Yeah.
It's a new year, 2022. Hopefully it's a great year. That's what we need right now. You know what I'm saying? Your boy just turned 21. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the 21 people out there.
Plus some.
But what?
Plus some.
This is not no big girl commercial. Talking about some plus some. Nigga, I'm 21.
Plus some.
Nick, I know I'm a big dude, all right? You ain't got to keep saying I'm 21 and I'm big.
You ain't getting away from this. We the same age now.
Who?
You old.
No, you got you me old by as some fuck. Months, bro. You got me by some months, bro.
You old as fuck.
There's no way, boy. Ain't no way, boy.
I couldn't even tell you what age that is half the time. I forget.
I forget, too, bro. They right. It's as sad. You get older, you just be like, damn, am I this old?
Yeah. Keep saying other numbers, I'm like, wait, nah.
Right, hold on, wait a second. Then I guess you could say 21 and then
my zone. Brain stuck a couple years back.
All right, I'm 22, y'all. God damn. Like, I can't. You, George,
you,
don't let
you
me
get
live.
Away with 25. I'll let you slide with 25.
Oh, shit. Boy, I know you're not coming at somebody's age, boy. Boy,
we the same age now. Boy.
All right, I'm 27.
Now look here, boy.
I'm 27. Shit.
Exactly.
Damn.
I'm glad you admitted it.
You don't admit that you 30.
Because I ain't.
Yeah. All right. Let's just keep fooling the people. I'm not, you my boy, I'm not going to throw you under the bus.
Except you trying.
Under the dark bus.
Why is it going to be dark?
Because it'd be older people on the Greyhound bus.
I ain't worth a Greyhound bus.
No, old people don't drive the, they don't ride the Greyhound.
That's what I'm saying.
They ride the dart bus. Or the community van.
I'm hurt.
I'm joking. But yeah, man, we back. Shit. I guess we could jump right into it. R.I.P. Betty White.
Oh, yeah. Indeed.
Lost a national treasure. Man, that shit was crazy.
Gone too soon.
Right, she was 2 weeks away from her birthday, I think.
Almost made it.
For 100. She was younger than both of us.
It's crazy.
Personality-wise.
Oh, without doubt.
I ain't going to say money helped, but...
she had it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but nah, she was great, man. It was like, it was New Year's Eve, right? New Year's Eve, she passed.
Yeah. Didn't even get to see the New Year.
Oh, man. We got to give it to her. Like, yeah, she's seen it. It was in like China or something, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. You're right.
It was a day. It was the next day somewhere. You know what I mean? R.I.P. Betty White. What else we got? We got Taco Bell and chicken wings.
Yeah, you said you tried them. You said you like them.
Yes, I tried the squirrel knuckles. Nah, like
that's not Latin enough. You need some squirrels aren't Latin enough.
Yeah, you're right. Chupacabra
ankles.
That's better. That a chupacabra is pretty big, but in the ankles.
Its ankle is probably small. It's got skinny.
It's got little pieces of meat and bone in the Chupacabra.
Cooper what?
Chupacabra.
Oh, Chupacabra.
Nah, but like before I tell you how I felt about them, how do you feel about them as a person that hasn't tried them? And then we'll talk about how other people are receiving them, and then I'll tell you how I feel.
I first heard about it, but I was a little scared. I was like, "Are they gonna be all right, or are they gonna fuck it up?" And it being said, I haven't tried them. I don't know.
Right.
Just from your word, they didn't. Not the greatest wings in the world, which I am not surprised at all. But we'll go on to.
Yeah, like I think it was maybe the same day I tried them. That's when I heard about them.
Mm-hmm.
They're only trying them for a week. one thing that's making some people like worried about the whole thing is that there's a wing shortage in the fucking world.
Right.
So you telling me
why
a taco
would you
place
try it right now?
From a taco place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They not, I mean, you got different places to try wings before. You got McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I mean, Hardee's used to sell chicken.
Yeah, I'm sure like, they tried wings.
Yeah, like, it's a complicated thing to wrap your head around, but I was like, yo, Taco Bell doesn't usually disappoint as far as, like, their new things. But yeah, on the other hand,
9 times out of 10.
On the other hand, it's not a taco. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we've got the chicken sandwich or the chicken taco sandwich. I don't know what the fuck you want to call it.
Yeah.
That came out to be a great thing.
Depending on your expectations.
Or where you... Yeah, I'm sorry. Great was a strong word. It came out to be pretty good.
It was good.
Depending on when you got it, where you got it from.
Just don't ever judge it off of being a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, no. Nah.
Can't be grouped together.
Got to be open-minded. Out of the box.
Right.
You got to think outside the
Ding.
Box.
Whatever right. It sounded. Yeah. The bell.
Right, the bell. Think outside the Boom. Bell. There you go. So, because that was just like, yo, you look at it, it looked like a piece of pita bread with a chicken strip on it and some fucking, and a tender on that bitch.
Yeah.
But it worked well.
Yeah, it tasted good.
So, what everybody's talking about on TikTok, and of course, we all know that TikTok just fucking blows anything up.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to get it. Because once you see it on TikTok, everybody's running to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they thought, like, maybe we can do this and it could be like the chicken sandwich from Popeyes. I don't think anything's going to go that big anymore.
No.
From a fast food place, at least. I mean, it's even hard for any little regular place because not everybody has that in their state, town, whatever.
True.
So I'm like, fuck it. I want to go try these. So Amber calls them to see if they have them. They like, oh, yeah, we got plenty. I don't know about tomorrow since it's still new. I don't know about tomorrow, but, yeah, we got plenty right now. So, boom, I go there. I'm like, fuck it, I want to try this shit. The wing itself looked like it came out of the air fryer.
Mm-hmm.
Crispy. Got mm-hmm. nice crunch to it. Everybody like a little crunch. Right. It ain't too crunchy. You know, not everybody wants a crunchy-ass wing.
Right.
So, technically, it's not a naked wing.
Okay, it's breaded, lightly breaded.
Yeah, like something like that. My first bite, I was like, you know, you hit that, you trying to get that that yeah. flavor. You yeah. trying to see, all right, what is it really hitting on? I couldn't say anything the first wing. Like, I'm biting it, I'm tasting, I'm like, I'm confused right now. Is it good? Or am I just hungry? You know what I'm
right,
saying? Like,
right,
I'm
right.
like, is it? So I got to my second one. And we tried the ranch that comes with it. It was pretty solid. It was okay. You can do it without.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got nacho cheese. And the nacho cheese was pretty good with it, too.
Okay.
It has a queso Mexican seasoning. That's what's on the wing. I think they should add more. Maybe some places add more or less, depending on your bag that you get. I
right,
don't know.
Right.
So the shit actually wasn't bad. There was a couple fatty pieces that gave me all fucking drums.
Mm.
We had one flat out of the whole thing.
Mm.
So I'm a flat guy.
More flats. It should be evenly dispersed.
Exactly. I'm a flat guy.
Yeah. Prefer flats.
I used to be a drum guy because I was a child.
Exactly.
I was an adolescent.
You've grown.
I'm a grown ass man now. You know what I'm saying?
Flats
I'm
21
years old. You know what I'm saying? I gotta have fucking flats. You
all
know?
Right. I'll let it
plus
slide.
Some. Yeah. Plus some.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, like, I think it's because of that there were some more fatty pieces. I don't think the flat had a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I gave that to Amber. I didn't want it. So I just gave it to her just because it was only one, and she likes flats, too.
Mm.
I was being a man. Again, I'm
being
grown.
Polite. There's a difference.
I was being a man, damn
no,
it.
No, that's just being polite.
Shut up. Let me have this.
That wasn't very polite.
Because I'm a man, damn it. No. So, yeah, I mean, overall, I would say I give them like 7.5. At least that experience that I had.
Okay.
It was a nice crunch.
Pretty good for yeah, fast food wings from a taco place.
Exactly. That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Seven and a half. I think you can do without the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should have tried blue cheese. I don't know why, but maybe I should have. That shit would have been probably fire. Yeah. Fuck.
I would have done it.
Yeah, I should have. The fuck was I thinking? Anyway, most people are just going like bonkers about it. Like, yo, I would never eat that shit. Ew, you can't pay me to eat this.
How can you damn. Anyone that saying. Eats chitlins should not say anything.
Right.
About any food that's not worse than chitlins. And that's it's true. A short list.
It's very short. I mean, even motherfuckers like up north when they eat Scrapple, we know what Scrapple is.
Right.
But the shit is delicious.
I was about to say, it doesn't make it any less delicious.
Right. We can sit there and explain to a motherfucker anywhere else and be like, yo, this is what's in Scrapple. They'll look at us like, ew.
You know but what I mean? Taste it.
Yeah, but get a sandwich. Scrapple egg and cheese.
Just saying.
Right?
Just saying.
So, like, these motherfuckers like, ew, you can't pay. I'm like, bitch, I'm a foodie. I'm going to try it. I like Taco Bell. I'm going to try these fucking wings.
Even if it's bad, at least you tried it.
Exactly.
Had to know.
Had to. Then I could let you know. Like, you not going to try them. I got to be the person to let you know to be like, yo, give them a shot. Or fuck, though, Taco Bell, get rid of them early. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you got until the 12th or 13th or something like that.
If they stay in stock.
Yeah. Because TikTok.
Around the clock.
I was about to say that. I was 1 second off, bro.
Yep.
But yeah, I just had to say something about the wings.
Okay.
Any other news, brother? Brother man
from
the
news. Man.
Yes, any other news, my brother?
Other news.
Like anything you want to talk about? What's on your mind? How you been? All right, we don't have to do that either. I don't like the way you looked at me. We don't have to get into that.
I barely even looked up.
Yeah, but I just tell from your energy, I caught the vibe that you was like, nah, fuck that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a new year.
Yeah.
It's a new year.
What's the goals? Did I beat you to it?
Nah. I was just going to say, do you do resolutions?
Mm.
I mean, obviously, that's a big thing. That's like the normal thing. New Year's comes up. Everybody has their resolutions.
Uh-huh.
Do you do that? Do you even make resolutions?
No. I'm going to explain why. No, I don't do resolutions only because I know I'm going to slip early. I know that sounds like, bro, why don't you just try? I mean, because technically I set goals throughout the year. Some people may or may not know I do. Mm-hmm. I set goals to do certain things or get to a certain point here or there or whatever. But they're small goals.
Mm-hmm.
Resolutions are just, I'm going to just say it's just something to talk about to a lot of people. Like,
I mean, for some.
Yeah, it just seemed like people. A goal that you could set all year. Exactly. While waiting for a new year.
The symbolism. And it has just with the timing and
mm-hmm.
for some people it's a it helps cement it as things they actually are gonna work on.
Mm-hmm.
It like brings it a level above when it's like, all right, for this new year I've already got this list of things that I planned out. That I want to have done this year, as opposed to just any time, like, I need to do these things. It just gives another level of, I guess, meaning to some people.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, for some, helps them stick to it. Others, we're human.
Yeah, that makes sense. You put it in a better perspective, probably for most people, but I personally understand what you mean by that. I don't know. I never think about it because it's a start of a new year and it's my birthday. So like in the midst of it, I'm not thinking about it. I do believe in a black eyed peas thing.
Yep.
I like that. You know what I mean? Like not because it's food, but it's just, you know,
no, it's fair.
Then I'm like, all right, there's money through the door.
No.
Oh.
I mean, there's tons of other stuff like don't wash your clothes, blah, blah, blah. Don't clean the house.
Yeah.
Or clean the house before. I was talking food wise.
Oh, okay.
Is pork and sauerkraut?
It might be for certain.
We always just eat it with the black-eyed peas. I don't know if it's an actual thing, but anyway.
Yeah, I mean, well, maybe it could be. It might be your family's tradition. Know. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Or it could be from another country or whatever.
Without a doubt. Isn't everything?
Yeah, that's true. You know, the black-eyed peas thing, I'm like, yeah. I want that to be something that I do every New Year.
Right.
At some point of the New Year. Like, I mean, that day.
Yeah.
So, like.
When does that time span run out? When can you stop saying it's part of the New Year? You got like a week?
You probably got a week.
Do you stretch it for a month, maybe?
A month is pushing it. Because January is long as fuck.
I feel like you can get away with like 3 months.
Three?
Because it's still like the beginning of the year. So it's still like quarter? Part of the New Year. Yeah, I feel like.
First quarter is part of the New Year.
I feel like that's safe.
I think by the time we reach March, it's like, oh shit. You know what I mean?
I'm thinking 3 months in. Fuck.
Right, yeah, like motherfuckers selling Halloween decorations and shit in March. Just like, oh my God. Yeah, man. Like the events coming up, you got what? Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's.
As New Year's was over, that hit.
Yeah.
And on Valentine's Day, no. It'll be the second day after. St. Patty's Day stuff will go up.
Yeah.
Because they'll give it an extra day to, like, discount, sell all the chocolate and stuff from Valentine's.
All the decorations and shit. Yeah. Yeah, they do it every time. And then, you know, you got, like, Easter. I know I'm jumping ahead, but, like, we're talking about resolutions.
Right.
Do you believe in gifting on Easter?
Gifting?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I think some people give gifts on Easter.
No.
Okay.
Right. I mean, like, a basket with, like, candies and goodies and stuff.
I mean, I guess that's
mainly
still a
gift. For kids.
Yeah, mainly.
But, yeah.
Okay.
But not like an actual, like, Christmas-type gift, no.
Yeah, nothing, like, too crazy.
Or birthday-type gift, no.
Nothing too crazy. You know what I mean? They got the Peeps out. I know you like Peeps.
Peeps, you get some candy.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I don't like Peeps.
I don't mind Peeps. Like, I can't eat a whole pack. One is good. One does me in just perfect.
That's it.
I don't need any more.
And I can't do it.
It's just a marshmallow.
Why don't
you like marshmallows?
I don't know,
man. The fuck is wrong with you?
They overrated to me. I can eat a marshmallow, but when you put all the crystallization of the sugars and
shit. It adds extra texture.
I guess, but. And I like crunch.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? A little crunch.
That was not a crunch, but all right.
Shut up.
You did.
My favorite thing. Let me live, bro. You're not letting me live on this episode. Yeah. But yeah, like, I don't know. I can't do Peeps. Do you believe in resolutions, sir? Or do you do one every year?
Oh, I don't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't Why? Stick to them.
Oh, okay.
I don't have the
drive, ambition.
The willpower to, like, stick to goals like that.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried a small one to, like, be like, all right, I'm going to stop doing this or I'm going to do more of this?
No, because just me and, like, setting up goals like that, it's just too easy for me to be like, fuck, I missed it this time. I'll get it next week if it's something, a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just know it's not, because then it happens again and again, mm-hmm. and then it just never happens. It's better for me to, like, just do it in the moment and hope that I'll do it in the moment at some point.
That's not even an ounce of goal
no,
right there
exactly.
at all. You just hoping that, you know, you take a vitamin. I know that's not what
I mean,
you
were sometimes. Talking about,
but, I mean, a resolution could be like, all right, I need to eat better or put, you know what I mean, vitamins are vital to us, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I get what you're saying.
Nothing against them.
Yeah, I just.
I know I personally don't have enough, like, I guess willpower is the best way to say it. Willpower to stick to them. So I know it's not worth.
No goals either? Like, you're not a goal guy either?
I'm not. Bad with it.
So what effort do you put into anything?
Hey, we're not talking about me. We're not talking about me.
Where's the effort? Like, what do you put more effort in other than let's just leave anything personal out of it. What effort do you give out of whatever's personal?
I don't understand.
Like, I'm not talking like relationships or anything. Nothing personal. Like, maybe you can put job in there because it's personal, but it's not.
Also not.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Unless you just, like, got a career. You're doing it for survival.
Unless you got a career.
Yeah, career. Yeah. Like, if you're trying to be the greatest lawyer in the world, I don't know.
Right. Or you're a lawyer that's what you want to do.
And you love. Right. Like this is your passion. Doctor. Your passion. Yeah. Yeah. I guess when you have passion in your job or your career, that's when it becomes personal.
Right.
So what do you put effort into that's not personal? Because I'm not about to get into that with you.
Man, I don't even know.
Yeah, like any like video games, you don't put effort at work.
I mean,
like enough to keep it, right?
Right.
Yeah, like, I do too.
There's effort at work. I think I'm struggling because in my mind, effort, I might be hyping that word up too much.
A little bit.
Because, like, I'm not, like, always giving 100%.
Mm.
So.
What thing are you more likely to give effort into? Not even 100%, just... That's what we're not going to hype up the word effort. We're just going to be like, not 100%, but you give effort when you do it or you're trying.
Fuck.
That's hard too.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of like.
Water? You give a good effort to try to drink more water in your life?
Not a good effort. I would say an effort. I mean, like.
Okay.
I mean, like, I normally.
Yeah.
What I drink is water.
Uh huh.
But I mean, I don't like.
Force yourself to drink, like, right. Bottles on bottles of water.
Exactly. I'm not, like, trying to strive to reach a certain amount in a day.
But that's an example. Like, nothing else that you can...
Not really.
I think of it. I don't really got...
Right? Like...
Nothing that's personal.
How do you want to hype up the word? Or how important...
Yeah.
How much importance do you give to the word effort?
And then I took out a lot of things that you give effort towards to when True. It comes personal.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. that's what I really give effort to.
Because, like, I mean, it's just doing it effort
mm-hmm.
or, like...
Save money.
Fuck no.
Okay. All right.
You know.
I give an effort.
Well, hold on.
But I ultimately spend it, and it's stupid.
I'll say, like, knowing you, you give more conscious effort into saving money. Like, you'll think about it, you like kind of plan it out, you got a little budget. I will think about it and like I won't make big purchases too much, and like but I don't like have a budget, I don't think about small purchases throughout the day type shit like that.
I can obviously you wouldn't know, I can say that I don't pay attention to small purchases mm-hmm. until, like, I happen to look at my account.
Oof.
And I'm like, the fuck did I spend this on? And it probably was at
just
work.
Just like 10 purchases in a day. Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, I really spent $20 in here today?
It's easy.
It is.
So easy when you spend 8 hours in a place.
Yeah. And then the fucking prices get jacked up and you like, man, I thought this was like $3. Now it's $5.
Right.
Fuck out of here.
Like, if we worked at, like, a clothing store.
It'd be easier.
Or an electronics store.
Be a lot easier.
100%. There might be a few more big purchases in like, a week.
If we get discounts,
or a
maybe.
Month or so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but it wouldn't be every day.
No. Not really. Nah. Unless we buying snacks from a vending machine or something. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, you got me.
But, yeah, fuck that effort question. But yeah, I can understand as far as the resolution thing goes. Not your boy.
Mm-mm.
I don't think about it on that day. Doesn't even feel like a new year. It's like just the last year continued.
Right.
Yeah. Like I'm in the same year. I just got to
write
it down.
That's always different. Though. That's
exactly.
Always.
That's what, like, I mean.
Because there really isn't any significance.
Right. I wish it was more like a checkpoint. To wish I could restart it.
I wish it was reflected in like nature and the earth. Like it was a legitimate fuck. What am I trying to say?
Change?
Like it was a literal natural thing. Whatever the fuck I'm trying to say. Like the seasons change. Yeah. I mean, they don't change exactly on the days we think they change. Except for the equinoxes.
It can give us a date, but it doesn't necessarily...
Right. It only holds significance because of the way our calendar is set up.
Right. So we know the day is supposed to change, but it can still be hot as fuck during... Or warm as fuck during the winter.
True. And like... We can consider if the calendar was set up different, New Year's could be in summer or whatever. It's just when.
A natural occurrence.
Right. Because, of course, like, yes, you know, it means the Earth went around the sun one full rotation.
Yeah.
But, like, what time did you start measuring?
Yeah. When did this start?
Right.
It could be off.
Exactly.
Yeah. It could be
off. So, like, yes, there is, like, an actual natural way to measure it, but
yeah,
we obviously didn't start from like the true beginning. So,
I mean, and then there's small significant changes that most people wouldn't think about, or most people like us, we wouldn't think about, like me being a year older.
Mm-hmm.
Changes my body.
True.
Changes my mind.
Right. But it's like, not like those things happen like on that day.
Exactly.
Like everything gets stored up, and on that day when it actually happens, it like hits you like a truck.
Yeah. It's not like on Valentine's Day, I'm just in love all day.
Right.
St. Patrick's Day, like it ain't like, I don't even know what the fuck St. Patrick's is, except for a leprechaun. You don't
turn Irish.
Yeah. That'd be cool. That would be for a second. You know what I mean?
Well, that should be the way it works. Everyone gets automatic Irish citizenship. Yeah. For the entirety of St. Patrick's Day.
And you have the accent. I like the accent.
Well, that comes with it. That comes with
okay,
it.
Okay, all right. I didn't know if that was part of the thing, but yeah.
Yeah.
That would be dope. And then, like, what else? Like, what would be 4th of July? Just feel independent?
Everything's tax free. Everything's tax free.
Oh, that would be good. Just celebrate America. That.
That's what tax day should be. Instead of the day you got to have your fucking taxes in.
Exactly. Or you'll be penalized.
It's a day where everything is tax free.
You know what? These motherfuckers, man, they know what they're doing. Like, holidays are just fucking ways to get money all the time.
I mean, duh.
Holidays were just meant for motherfuckers to be like, hey, like, they lose the true meaning of what they used to be from years of. You know what I mean? Of doing this, and whatever.
Capitalism.
Yeah, like, just like Christmas, like, it's supposed to be Jesus' birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he got gifts on his birthday. And I think that's, I don't think that's 100% why, but in some people's eyes. That's where
they took it from.
Yeah. And then, you know, Saint Nick and all this. But it's always money. Like, you have to spend money on Valentine's Day on the people you love. Saint Patrick's Day, like, most people probably just get drunk.
I mean, you don't have to.
No, you don't have to. But people,
it's the way that society's geared up to make you think.
Right. That's like, more decoration revenue.
But it's hard.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to be like, fuck it, I know I don't want to spend a whole ton of money, but I can grab this for him, this for him, this for him, spend some money. It'd be easy. It will show that I cared.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, of course there's other ways you can show and express and participate in the holiday without spending money.
But it's motherfuckers just don't want to hear that.
Right. It's just easier.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's this big display of fucking teddy bears with a chocolate box. I could just do that instead of like planning out actual something.
Yeah.
That wouldn't
take effort.
Cause me to spend money. Yeah.
Or more money to that sense. Because like,
if this is easy, it's less effort, more money. As opposed to having to put in more effort for money. Probably less money.
Or equal to. I mean,
it could be.
Yeah, it could be equal to it, but it's just being, because I could tell my girl I love her all day Valentine's Day. But in my mind, it's like, yo, you didn't even get her a card, because I know how much she likes cards. Even if I just gave her a card, I think she would be appreciative. But I'm thinking about everybody in a sense. It's mm-hmm. just like, people like, oh, you didn't give her a teddy bear. Or
I mean, everyone's flowers. Different, though.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you just showed
yeah.
the effort and care because you remembered that she likes cards.
Yeah.
Like, it's different if it's someone that doesn't really like cards and the guy's just like, let me get her a card for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Like, that's different, but you know that she likes getting cards, so. Yeah,
but she would be mad if I didn't give her one, even though I spent the day with her and I told her how much I loved her and stuff like that, and I showed affection, which I should do all year anyway.
True.
It's just Valentine's Day is the symbol of spend money to make your significant other happy and show them that you love them.
No. Let's rewind there.
Okay, what?
It's men spend money on your women to show them that you care.
My nigga, you know what I meant.
I know, but I wanted to.
My mom used to get us stuff for Valentine's Day.
Same.
It was like tax time, we get an Xbox. She'd be like, this is for y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we get like a little Valentine's heart with chocolates in it.
But it wasn't every year. It wasn't every
Xbox,
year.
Okay.
Yeah. So it wasn't like every year, but like it was around that time. Like my mom, you know what I mean? We had a good year. Everything was good. Mom be like, 1 year we got a 360. It was the white one. That's mm-hmm. when they were like.
The original.
Fresh, yeah. And then we got one that had to connect, the black one.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then I think one other year we got a Wii. 3 years, not in a row, but 3 years we got a system. Anything other like that, she might like take us out to eat or something like that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Which, I think it's fucked up. I don't know how many times we got my mom or something.
Mm. Y'all bad kids.
No, right, terrible. maybe Brennan Cam, you know, in school, they probably right. made her like a card or something. I ain't going to say that Brennan Cam, then I can't speak for, maybe Emory, I can't speak for them.
Right, right.
But I don't remember personally giving my mom too much on Valentine's Day.
I'm
I
sure love you gave mom, her some stuff.
Something,
yeah.
maybe. But yeah, like, it's just, these fucking holidays, bro, and I really, like, truly mean it when I'm like, yo, you don't got to give me anything. I just won't. If you invite me to your house and y'all opening gifts, I just don't want to be there. So nobody could be like, I feel sorry for him. You know what I'm saying? Because honestly, I'm like, I don't need a gift. You give me one, I appreciate it.
That's too damn bad.
I know, right?
Because you're going to get some.
And then I'm not getting into this again. You know what I'm saying.
You didn't get anybody else anything.
I didn't say anybody else, but certain people that gave me gifts, I didn't get them anything and I feel bad.
That's where I...
Yeah, okay, I got you. Yeah. Not everybody. Some right. people got stuff, but not everybody.
Yeah.
So, but...
I mean, that's how it is. Like, it's...
Yeah. And some people kill their pockets for certain things. And then you'd be like... And then you could be the type of motherfucker that you spend all this money on Valentine's Day, then your girl, like, y'all arguing the next day. Like, yo, I just spent all this fucking money on you. All this fucking money. And you gonna sit here and argue with me? Huh?
It does give a false sense of entitlement.
I like the way you looked up like that. That was
nah, because
like,
it does. Because, yeah. like, it's true. Because, like, there's that feeling of money equals, I don't know if I'll go so far as to say affection, but we'll go back to that word, effort.
Ever, yeah.
When it's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
But... In some cases, it is.
Yeah, sometimes it is, bro.
Right.
Sometimes it is. And like, I don't. Oh, good. My bad.
You go ahead.
And I was just going to say, I don't want you to kiss the ground I walk on if I spend a lot of money on you. I'm not asking that.
Right.
But if, you know what I'm saying, it was a special day, we spent time together, whatever, and then the next night you get mad because I'm on the game, I'm not saying that she's done it, but... In any explanation or, like, example, excuse me.
It makes it a little bit worse.
Yeah, you like, come on. Like,
I put that effort in.
Yeah.
You can't be at least remembering that and show a little more.
Just for 2 hours. Let me play the game for 2 hours. I ain't asking for nothing else.
Come on, you asking too much.
Let me. It won't even be 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're right. An hour tops. Because after a while, you're just like, all right, I'm done. But just give me an hour on the game.
Right.
Without... huffing and puffing because I don't feel like watching the show right now.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not even getting into that too much, but you're right. Is sometimes, and I see some men go through this, and probably some women too, It's where they just give everything to like a man. You know how sometimes it's flipped, the roles are flipped, and mm-hmm. she'll buy him this, that, and the other. She taking care of him. And all she wanted is some time. And then this motherfucker just want to go out somewhere mm-hmm. without her.
Yeah.
Want to do this something without her. You're like, nigga, yo, she just spent all this money. She just spent a bag on you for Valentine's Day. And nigga, you out every night, my nigga? Like, come on. Somebody gonna feel some type of way.
Not without a doubt. How could you not?
Right. If she only asking for time, like, come on, son. That's for anybody. Any gender, I'm pretty sure it's happened everywhere.
No, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, and I don't ask for much anyway. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not telling you to be like, yo, love me and let me do whatever the fuck I want because I just spent $100 on you for Valentine's Day. I mean,
that's fair, though.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Fucking holidays, bro. Fuck.
Yeah.
He said, yeah. Anything else? Good. Man, well, it's good to be back. The Lost in Translation podcast is back now. Might have one or two hiatuses coming up. No, I'm joking.
I say for what?
Nigga, because I don't feel like it. Nah, but, you know, just good to be back. Thank you guys for joining us again. George, any last words?
Epiphany.
Who, Tiffany?
What?
No, I'm playing. Epiphany. I like it. Does it go with the episode?
Nah.
Okay, all right. I was about to say.
Just came into my head out of nowhere.
Like an epiphany. God damn. You was a sly, slick motherfucker, boy. Spandex Soundwave.
What?
That will come out next month. So, again, thank you guys. And this has been the Lost in Translation podcast.
And thank you for getting lost with us.
We lit.